Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
6:17 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios in Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the first day of September 2022. It's a Thursday. We have one more day in the week. Tonight, big news, you're a UT grad. Clint Brewer, our all-star panelist, in studio with us, recovering journalist, all-around good guy. That would be you. Are you going to the ball game tonight?
I'm not.
Do you know, I have lived in, I'm gonna admit to a personal failing. Are you ready?
Which one?
Which one? That's very good. That's
I had my caffeine before I got in here today.
You are truly a wordsmith. Now, I've lived in Tennessee since 1991.
You've never been to a UT game.
I've never been to a UT game.
Mike, that's terrible.
I know. I've been to a couple of Vandy games. I've been to a couple of Titans games.
Well, those aren't
been to the Nashville Sounds.
Okay. Well,
You
need to go to an actual SEC football game.
Boom, shakalaka. Yes, I do need to do that. And so tonight, the big game, they play Ball State. Ball State has a pretty good football team, but they're not SEC level. They're Mid-America Conference. The Vols probably favored, right?
I would think so. Yeah.
How many Vols football games a year do you
attend? I don't go to a lot. With kids' sports schedules and, you know, business and everything, it's hard to do. Went to the Ole Miss game last year.
Were you one of the people throwing golf balls at
Lane
Kiffin?
If I'd had a golf ball, it might have been launched, but I did not throw anything. I don't know. Who brings a golf ball? Who just like randomly has
somebody
a golf
that
ball?
Wants to throw it at Lane Kiffin, I guess. I don't know.
But yeah, it's a great experience.
Well, I will do. I should do it. I might even try and do it this year. So. But I wanted to talk a little bit. I want to say something good about University of Tennessee football, at least a recent former UT football player who I've been watching his career, and this might be his moment. Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a great guy. He was just a fantastic Vol. He was just exemplified everything that's great about college football.
Well, the story on him is, so he's drafted in 2017. He graduates from UT. He was like the most valuable player of the Music City Bowl.
Yeah, he'd been he was a backup at Pittsburgh forever.
And really, he's not gotten much of, I don't know, I think he's thrown like 11 passes in his entire career. Backup for 2 years in Pittsburgh, 17 and 18. Then in 2019, goes to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They cut him. Mm-hmm. He spends 2 years in Pittsburgh. First year, he's a backup. I think he maybe been number three. Last year, he had an injury. He was out. He signs a contract. I love this story, right? I mean, talk about, of course, you know, Jim Haslam. Mm-hmm. Owns the Cleveland Browns, mm-hmm. Pilot Flying J, the Haslam family about Knoxville. And so they sign him to a one-year contract for $1 million. Now, I'd sign a one-year contract for $1 million, but as quarterbacks go, that is paltry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, you're destined to be a back. But what is so delicious about this story is you have Josh Dobbs, Mr. All-American. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy is very articulate, a great teammate, just an all-around great guy.
A leader, fearless
a leader,
on the field. Yeah.
An absolute leader. And his teammates love him. You hear him in the post-game conferences. He's had a terrific preseason. Just some great plays. He's been the best quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in preseason. No question about it. And, of course, the Cleveland Browns, they signed in this controversial Deshaun Watson, who had all these allegations of inappropriate conduct, shall we say, with women.
Putting it mildly.
Anyways, they finally cut a deal. He's not going to be, you know, all but one of the civil suits have been dropped. The NFL, they've agreed to suspend him. He's going to pay a $5 million for 11 games. So there we have the Cleveland Browns, and they've got as their number two quarterback, now their number one, Jacoby Brissett. He's like 31 years old, who's been in the league for like 8 years and was a starter for Indianapolis for a couple years. He's basically a backup. Mm-hmm. I mean, fine enough fellow and a fine enough player. But then you have Josh Dobbs. That guy has totally lit up the field.
Mm-hmm.
His play has been electric.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw someone.
Always, it always was at UT.
He had this two-point conversion. Did you see that in the last game? And they catch him behind the line of they catch him way behind the line of scrimmage. He twists and turns, and he runs like crazy. And to make the conversion, he literally vaults through the air like Superman.
Yeah, it's great.
And
he did that. It's no surprise to UT fans. He did it for 4 years.
The other thing about Josh Dobbs, I'm going to say, is so they do the post-game press conference, right? And usually if you do the post-game press conference with a quarterback, they're kind of monosyllabic or they've got an attitude a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So this guy talks like he's like a head coach.
Well, you know,
he's a smart guy.
You know, he's literally a rocket scientist.
He literally is.
He's literally a rocket
scientist. He had a 4.0 average in aeronautical engineering.
All his internships were at NASA and big aerospace companies. Yeah. I mean, he'll have a nice career after he leaves the NFL.
But see, I don't think, here's what I think is going to happen. First, I got a scenario for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So their first game they play.
He's going to run for attorney general in the state of Tennessee.
No. No. So here's what I think he's going to do. I think they're going to start Jacoby Brissett in the first game against the Panthers of Carolina, where their former quarterback, Baker Mayfield, has got an attitude about the Browns. A lot of smack talk back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see how that happens. Here's what I think is likely to happen. Or here's a scenario that would be delightful if it were to develop. Let me put it that way. So Jacoby Brissett starts the first game and does not so well. They bring in Josh Dobbs.
Sure.
To start. And he does great.
I would hope so.
And so then, after 10 games of Josh Dobbs starting, they bring in Deshaun Watson. His suspension is over. Josh Dobbs is doing so well. Deshaun Watson has a tough time getting his job back.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well,
it's a scenario.
And then Cleveland has a tough time signing Josh Dobbs back after only giving him a 1 year. They have to extend it in the middle of the year.
Yeah, we'll see. But very articulate guy, very impressive guy.
He's a smart guy. He's a good person.
We wish him well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Here's a segue. You ready? He epitomizes what it means to be an American. To me, gung-ho, can-do, positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me contrast that with what Joe Biden has become, has always been. He's a vicious divider of people. He's an attacker. He's attacking verbally everybody who supports Donald Trump, demeans their citizenship. And tonight, we're going to have another example of that. In his primetime address to the nation, he's going to give it, you know, symbolism all over the place at Independence Hall, outside Independence Hall in Philadelphia. It'll be primetime address about the battle for the soul of the nation. And he's going to talk about, there are those who are trying to hurt our democracy, the bad people. Everybody who supports Donald Trump, they're bad. We're good. We are your better angels. That's what his speech is going to be. It will be viciously divisive, and it's coming at a time that, we're two months and a week until the midterms, a purely political thing. Do you know what the Nashville connection here is on this? The phrase, the soul of the nation, is derived from, according to The Guardian, a left-wing outlet out of UK, is derived from the book by Nashville's own John Meacham called The Soul of America, The Battle for Our Better Angels. You know John Meacham. He's the guy who secretly wrote speeches delivered by Joe Biden and then, as an MSNBC analyst, praised those speeches without disclosing, hey, I wrote that speech.
Yeah, I setting aside how you feel about Donald Trump, I just general sort of like, political messaging 101, you're going to have a hard time winning over a large group of people, like, say, half the country, by starting off telling them you're a bad person I mean, if that's the opening.
That's basically Biden's entire theme. We are good. You are bad. Bow before us.
I mean, it's not going to win anybody over. I mean, it's not going to unite anything.
But I don't think he wants to unite anybody. He wants to pretend to. We'll talk about that and more when we get back. We'll talk about the soul of the nation. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Clint Brewer. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.